Yo, not bad. Yo, not bad. All right, start the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott, and today I'm going to speak with you guys about a very important topic. You know, it's a topic that I've gotten a lot of requests to speak about, and this is the topic of immigration. Now, when I first start my podcast in 2022, the first thing I was speaking on was a lot of self-improvement, and improving oneself includes improving one's immigration status. That is how I feel, especially if you move abroad. And for me, the reason why my stance on immigration was always so strong is because I remember doing these videos with a green card and going through the process to where now I am eventually a citizen. And there were a lot of things that I said back then, if you can go back and watch those older videos, about what was coming in the coming years about immigration. Now, it's 2025, and as we see, Trump has won the election. I figured that he was going to win. And for anybody out there who is now still in the same immigration situation that they were in 2-3 years ago, I would implore you to try to change that. And the reason why I'm saying this is because it is going to become a lot harder to fix your status moving forward. Now, remember, I am not an immigration attorney. I cannot give legal advice. I can only tell you guys what I see. And this is a topic that I hold dearly to my heart. Now, in America or Europe, wherever you decide to immigrate to, we need to realize that we are not from there. We do not belong there. We were born in whatever country that we were born in, that we are citizens of that country, and that is our birthright. Now, we need to look at immigrating abroad as a privilege. Just as how the people from our home country look at us as if we are privileged to move abroad. There is a weird stat, and fact check me if I'm wrong, but I think one in every 8 persons that go to the US embassy from Jamaica get a visitor's visa. So we all know that it is not easy to migrate. So the people that have gotten a chance to come here, whether it is you get filed for, which is your parent file for you, you're married, or you just get a visitor's visa and you decide to come here and, you know, overstay the visa to better your life. I've been here for a while now, and I've managed to be around a lot of people who don't have their papers together. And I can just be honest that if there is 10 people that don't have their papers together, I would say 3 of them are seriously trying to change their situation. And now I feel like a lot of people wait this long, and now it is going to become a lot more difficult. But since President Trump has went in office, he has now started to authorize ICE to now raid certain places and go into certain sanctuary cities and extract illegal immigrants. I am against this. A lot of people are against this. But he is now getting illegal immigrants that are deemed unsafe for the environment, whether they have committed a crime or I think it had a lot to do with the ones that have committed crimes. Now, if you are an illegal immigrant and you come here and you decide to take up a life of crime, you deserve to be deported. I do not care. I don't feel a certain type of way for you. If you come here for that, you need to go home. Now, on the other hand, the other people that come here to make a better life for themselves and earn money to send it back to whichever country that you're in. Well, I'm Jamaican, so say for instance, send it back to Jamaica. We've gotten that opportunity to send back money in the form of remittances. You know, we go to the Western Union and the MoneyGram and we send back the money to take care of our families in Jamaica, or we just come here and we decide to live here. Now, for the life of me, I cannot see why one would live here and not try to make it their point of duty to have proper immigration status here, because as an illegal immigrant, there is so much you are not benefiting from if you don't have the right to stay here. And when I say that, I mean, it is hard for you to get a license. You will have to be paid under the table. A lot of people don't respect you guys as much, and I don't like it. I feel like people are out here trying to improve their lives and their statuses, and I feel like sometimes you just have a one man here and he's just living here and have no intent of making it better for himself or the people around him. So to me, I give everybody a time. Like, if you live in America or live in any country, and after 5 years, you have made no attempt to try to fix your immigration status, I am not sorry for what happened to you. No, there are outliers in which some people are trying and have failed, but there are some that has been here and have made no attempt whatsoever. And those are the people that I am not sorry for. Now, I always explain to you guys about how important friend and company is. Because of a law that Trump has given the immigration enforcers, ICE, authority to now go and search for criminals. But also, if you are illegal and you are now found around these illegal immigrants, you might have issue with getting deported as well. So now more than ever, it is serious that you stay away from bad company. Now, a lot of people will not tell you that them get locked up before them charges or anything like that. So I know that might be hard to find out, but try to get into environments where that is safer. Environments that you kind of know the people around you. Know them, not just see them and heal them. And so now, to me, don't be hanging out upon a corner right now. No other time for you just to link a bridging and you and him go party. And that is not the time for that right now. Because now you're supposed to lock in and try fix the situation at hand. Because I don't know if you know people were get deported, but when I did younger, and I see people come back from foreign, we get deported, we are going to look down, panano. And that is just the facts. Me remember when me there Jamaica, me see a man come from foreign. And me I say, yo, you not left yet? When you go back? Because him there Jamaica like 3-4 weeks. And me I say, hey, you know, see I deport the boy, I get deported. And we look down by you. Because we, as Jamaican citizens living in Jamaica, when we see somebody get the chance to go to America, you are already a diamond in the rough, you know. You was one of the chosen few where them decide for let in. Now, me not say this like America line with goal or anything like that. It's just facts. When we're there at Jamaica and we hear about foreign, some people don't really frighten for foreign. But let's not act like a lot of people, main goal is to come here. So when you go back and you get deported, and especially if you leave and you go back in the same situation, you're not going to get no respect. That's why some people go back and they're mad. So to me, if you live here for so long and you have children here. You work here for a while. You develop a network here. Friends, you have bank account. You have people where you see every day. Your way of life is here. You even start talk like you come from here. Dress like you come from here. If you not just make sure, say, oh, them can't just uproot you and send you back to your yard. To me, that crazy. So to me, we have to start by figuring out how we are going to help with immigration status. And when I say how, there are multiple ways in which one can get a legal status in America, which is a work, whether you want to get a work permit, you want to get a green card, you want to become a citizen. I will tell everybody, don't stop at whatever step you are at. And I think that is a lot of the issue. A lot of people, they get the visitor's visa and that gives them 6 months. And then they overstay and they just believe that, yo, I am going to stay because I got the visa to enter the country. After the visitor's visa, you have another step, which is to get a work permit. When you get the work permit, yes, that means you can work, but there's an amount of time you can work for, because some work permits last for what, 2 years, 3 years, and then you have to renew it over and over again. Why would you have a work permit and be renewing it every, if you know you're going to live here and work here, just go upgrade to the green card. And after you try and you upgrade to the green card lasts for 10 years. Well, if you're married to get the green card, you are going to get a conditional green card for 2 years. But then after that 2 years, why not just get the citizenship instead of having a 10-year green card that expires? Because to me, that don't really make no sense. Because look at it this way. When you have a green card, a felony that is equivalent to a year and a day is a deportable offense. So you having a green card means, yes, you are free to live here and work here. And you have the social and you have everything. You have majority of the rights that an American citizen have. But anything can happen and you can get deported. Having a green card is dangerous if you are, depending on who you are around or how long you have it for. Because some people will get the green card and don't pay the taxes. I don't think a lot of people understand how important taxes are. Because in order for you to get your citizenship when you have a green card, you will need to prove that you have been an upstanding citizen, not citizen, but an upstanding resident for a certain amount of time, which that will mean not getting arrested on multiple occasions, filing your taxes on time, paying your bills, doing all these things that a lot of citizens do. Now, when you are not paying your taxes, it is going to be hard for you to become a citizen, because on the form, you will have to submit like 3 to 4 years of tax returns and your address and all the address, all the places that you used to live before. And if you were married, you would probably need to provide your marriage certificate and stuff like that. So it's not a difficult process. Depending on your situation, whether it be if you've ever gotten locked up before or anything like that, that is where things start getting technical. So there are three types of people I am here to speak about. Now, first, people that don't have any papers at all. If you don't have any immigration status at all here, whatever avenue you need to take to get that status, get the ball rolling now. Because it's only February. He's only been in office for 1 month and we see how much changes start to make. So you don't have any papers, and one, start look around on the people. No, I'm not saying go ask everybody around you them immigration status, but stop hanging out at certain areas where you feel like, all right, then there's probably a lot of, you know, get out of that area, because you don't know who have a case pending or anything. You don't know who have any removal proceedings, deportation, anything like that. You have to kind of start separating yourself. seek legal advice. So when I say that, don't just listen to me. Seek legal advice. And these are things that I do on a regular basis. Because if you have been following me, and subscribe, please, like, share, comment. If you have been following me for a while now, you realize that I don't just say things, I do them. So when I say seek legal advice, find an immigration attorney, explain your situation, and then proceed from there. Don't tell me, say you don't have the money. Because some might not have the money to seek legal advice, but I've been in places where I see people that don't have any papers, and they're wearing $1,000 shoes. I know a woman that don't have any papers and them do them body. So that disqualify a lot of people for tell me, oh, yo, you know, understand why I go on a foreign and me, I got you. I mean, I don't care. Me no business. If he's a man, go find a woman, married her, go seek asylum, go find a job, make them petition for you, go do something. But if you're there, yeah, now do nothing. Nothing now got change. Same thing for woman too. Figure it out. Because now at the time when it's like ICE have free range for just go grab up a man and send him back. And you don't want to walk through Jamaica airport on a Thursday with a brown paper bag. Because you know, I'm not supposed to laugh, but that's what me used to hear when me a picnic. Now, if you can't afford to find a lawyer, the paperwork is simple. If you can read and write and understand, and depending on your situation. Now, if you haven't committed any crimes or anything like that, and your case is not as complex, you can try. You know, if you can fill it out by your own, and you know, you can try. But make sure you say, oh, you have solid advice or a lot of knowledge about what you try accomplish. Now, second type of people is the people who have status and naturalize. Naturalization important, and me can show you how important naturalization is just by explaining my immigration journey. First time I come to America was in 2016. I come to America through Sprinter, the movie. Get my visa through Sprinter. My visa was an O2. O2 visa means alien with extraordinary ability. Because of that, I got to meet my father for the first time. When we meet my father for the first time, my father never really understand immigration like that. And my father thought that if I pass 18, he cannot file for me anymore. I realized that I went ahead and I did my own research, and I realized that no, that is not true. So when I meet my father, I was 20, and my father believed that it couldn't work. So what I did, I went ahead and I read and I looked through the paperwork, and I realized that, wait, this actually untrue. You can still file for me. So I took some money and I filled out the form for my father, have him sign it, put in my paperwork. Now, my paperwork was that I was basically the child of a U.S. citizen. My paperwork got received by the USCIS on March 20th. I was about to turn 21 on March 29th. Because they received it before my 21st birthday, my age was frozen at 20. So I could have gotten my green card. So I got my green card after a year, I think. So that was my immigration journey to get my green card. But if I did just listen to people and not go check on my own, that wouldn't have worked. Now, when I got my green card and I moved to the US, a lot of people that move to Jamaica feel like that move from Jamaica, they feel like it is easy. Now that is the last step. Getting into America is just the first step. When I moved to America, I felt like I was in a good position when I was in Jamaica, and I was like on my way, you know. Just did the movie, just about to graduate college. I felt like, all right, things was good for me in Jamaica. When I came here, I had to start from ground zero again. Although I had papers, I was basically stuck in my ways because there was only one way that I knew how to earn money, and then I had to like build myself. A lot of people don't talk about that first year or two coming to a new country. A lot of people don't realize that you have to really start from nothing. And that is more of a mental fight than a physical fight. Whether it is you come here to stay with family, all of a sudden your family tell you you need to leave, whether you come here to stay with a partner, you and the partner just not stop seeing eye to eye, that is a very difficult thing for go through as well. And now you start feeling alone, you start feeling like, yo, I want to go back to Jamaica. Because that is how I did feel when I just come here. When I just come here and things not go right, me just feel like me need to just go to Jamaica. So my first year of having a green card, because I couldn't see a way out, I did keep on and go back to Jamaica. So I get my green card and come up, collect it, then me just go back to Jamaica. Stay at Jamaica for like 3 months, come here for a month, never like, so me have to start over from zero, then me go back to Jamaica again. I'm going to keep on, I go back to Jamaica and I spend like 4 months, come back, 2 months, come back. And the last time I come back in America, November 7, 2019, the immigration officer asked me, he said, yo, youth, you're in or you're out? Because it's a privilege to have a green card. And to me, he was basically saying to me that, yo, either you're going to live in America, are you gonna live at Jamaica? Because you move like you live here and you're supposed to be a permanent resident here. And when him asked me for my address, me never remember it half of my head. But thankfully, me did have like credit card and them thing there for proof. Say, yo, you know, me in America, whole heap, and me could have used the movie as an excuse. Yo, me a tour for the movie and, you know, me did have finished school, so me did have make up some excuse. Which wasn't a lie, but the real reason was, yo, me never established here, so me never feel comfortable for there. But when him said that to me, November 7, 2019, say, yo, it's either you're in or you're out, I did have to come to America and stay. And when me come to America and stay, me did have to stay with people. Now, the people when me did stay with, they treat me good. But mentally, it did rough for me because I was coming from somewhere where I had everything that I needed on my own and I feel like I was getting better. So to now come and start from zero without a car, under somebody's roof, taking orders from people, not being able to earn what I used to earn when I was comfortable, was very stressful for me. And what made it worse was when I moved here, finally got a job, made it a drive Uber, then when I actually get a job, 2 weeks into the job, I get laid off because of the pandemic. So the pandemic hit, can't pay my rent, back against the wall. Now I have to figure it out. So that was basically like my introduction to America. And I did just have to dial down and double down pan where I know I can do good. And what I was always good at is creating. So me figure out, all right, then deal. This is what you're going to do. This is how you're going to earn. And me just push 10,000,000% with what me know how to do. And thankfully, it worked out for me. But I never stopped there. I met my YouTube channel and me I said to him, I said, yo, after when I get to the papers, this is not the last step. This is not the last step. Go now and get your citizenship. I got my citizenship in 2023. I got my citizenship. I applied the exact time that I was eligible to apply. I applied because my father filed for me, so I had to apply 5 years after having a green card. Now, if you were married, you can apply 3 years. I had to wait 5, and the moment I got the approval, I went ahead and go get my citizenship. Now, the reason why I never stopped at a green card was because a green card limits me and my abilities to go places and do what I want to do. Now, I had a plan to do stand-up comedy. And I want to be the best Jamaican stand-up comedian in the world. So I went ahead and I got my green card. Now, and after I get my green card, I'm going to get my citizenship. When I got my citizenship, I got the opportunity now to travel everywhere that I want to go to perform. So now I am doing a European tour, Son of an Immigrant. This is my third tour doing stand-up, and I can go basically anywhere in the world. I will be in Amsterdam, Paris, Belgium, UK, Germany, because Netherlands as well, because I upgraded from the green card to the US citizen. And now when I am a US citizen, no immigration question is asked of me anymore. So when I signed with Live Nation, I can say, hey, I am a US citizen. You know, so it's all a part of the, it was all a part of my plan. And a lot of people that follow me understand my plan. Now, if you want to see the video when I became a US citizen, you can see it after this video. I will put it in the description. But that was just to show you guys how it benefited me and how limited I would have been if I had just stayed at the green card. Because if I stayed at the green card, I would have needed a visa to go to the UK. I would have needed to go get a Schengen visa to go to Paris and all of these countries. I was at the Olympics last year. You know, I went to Mykonos. I can go anywhere I want in the world right now because I am a dual citizen. I have a Jamaican passport and I have an American passport. So now I have that freedom. I don't have to be thinking, oh, yo, make me go start out myself. And I know people that have been here that have green card for years. And one day, them get in a fight with them wife, or them get in a bar fight, lick a man in the head with a buckle, and you get sentenced and now you get deported. And you were comfortable here. And you have been married for more than 5 years or 3 years. To get your papers. I never do it. No, me can't. Sorry for people. When I just finish the step. If the race is at 400 meters, don't run 300. Finish the 400 meters. And finish the 400 meter at a pace that you know you're capable of doing it. Don't try walk the whole race. Because if you walk the whole race, something else can happen during that walk of the race that change everything. Perfect example. Ron DeSantis from Florida now wants to, he's pushing to change a law of, they want to require now IDs to send money outside of America. Like, and this will impact Jamaica tremendously and other Caribbean countries, other places where, you know, immigrants send back money, because I send money to Jamaica often and now they want to say, if you are going to send money to Jamaica, you have to provide proof of identification, proof of status. You know how much that are going to affect people at Jamaica? Because the amount of people here who don't have no papers and still send money go back at Jamaica. Jamaica's second highest earner is remittances. That is money sent from abroad to Jamaica. And if now we are going to cut off that, we are probably cutting off more than half of the money supply that is going to Jamaica. That is how severe that is. And that is a law that is being changed. And now, I understand some people have different situations and going through different things. So I cannot blame everybody, but I can put the blame on some people. The first step in anything is accountability. So it took me, my immigration journey took me from getting the green card to from not knowing how to live here, figuring it out, coming here with papers, starting over from scratch, building myself up, getting the citizenship because I realized how much it will help me moving forward. Now I am in a place where now comfortable with a citizen. If me want to file for my mother, me can do it. If me want somebody come up, me can help them. You know, if me are married, file for me woman. You know, is me make my situation easier and me make it impact and help other people around me. So for instance, if you're in Jamaica right now and you don't have, if you're in America right now and you don't have any papers and you're making enough money to make your child get a green, if you make your child get a visitor's visa for come here and then you make your child run off. You and your child now don't have no papers. Now, what if you had spent that money to sort out yourself so you can then bring up your child? Because whatever petition you put yourself on to get papers, you can put the child on it as well. A lot of people don't know that. Knowledge is power, and a man is a fool to where he never know. When my father did a getting papers, him could have put me on the paper, but him never know that. So it's a lot people have to learn and research. And some of the time why I have so much interest in this topic is because when you're here for a while, you start to realize how much people actually aren't in a good immigration status. Now, there are some people out here with green cards that just don't want to become citizens, but they're not in a life of crime or anything like that. So they're fine with that. You know, they can go back, them come, them stay for a certain amount of time, them go back, they make enough money, build up their house in Jamaica, fine. Not all people with green cards want to be citizens. But the ones that are, you know, behave. You know, behave yourself. So go sort out yourself. So that one day, if you end up in prison because you do what you're not supposed to do, at least when you come out, you're going to end up back at your yard in a foreign and not our yard in a Jamaica where you left from. You're 3-4 years old and now you're going to be a madman on the side of the road that sells CD. And now you lose every single respect where you did have. Don't do them thing that to yourself. Because people not going to respect you. Me not respect a deportee. Especially the situation. Me have to hear the situation first before. Enough people feel like I just crime alone you can commit a foreign and get deported. Domestic violence send you to Jamaica probably faster than if you did a commit crime. And what a lot of people don't know is that America give you chances. America give you chances. Some of them man there will get deported. Ask them how much time them get locked up. Some man can't unlucky, but ask them how much time them get locked up. And then you start realize, oh yo, that person here was a nuisance to people, but people can change. So if you was a nuisance in a foreign right now, and you decide to change because you see what happened, go find a lawyer. Be a lawyer out there. But guess what? Lawyer fee raised now. Because everybody wait pan day. Oh no, no, it's a big rush because Trump win. So this big rush now, everybody I try to sort out. Uno I go have to pay more money now fi sort out on yourself. Now, there's another set of people that if you don't have no papers, why would you now go and be in a relationship with another person who don't have no papers? May I try maths around that? You see, you think you would love though, love strong, you know. Love strong, so it's hard for look past certain things, but from the get-go, if you find out that the person has no papers, at least make the two on to figure out, all right, who I got married? Who I got sort out who? But uno have to make some effort to move towards. Find out about the people and who I got date. See if them can help uno or not. Now me might sound selfish, but me feel like if you're in that situation there, I know you have to think selfish. Don't be afraid to tell a man, say, yo, here what? Me not have papers, you know. So here we are. If you not look for that, me can help you. You got to go find somebody else. But you have to strong. I me feel like it's even easier for certain man get papers than woman, if me be honest. Because a man proposed to woman, so it kind of easier. But some man choose a woman for married to, and them end up choose the wrong one, and they make them life a living hell. And you know, them use the papers thing as a leverage for kind of one up on them. And you know, you have married people out there who really are go through it. And people who are married and are go through it, me I make you know that is not the only way you can sort out. That is not how America system work. It's not if the person I use marriage against you for your sort out, there are ways to go around them. There is a thing called a vawa, where if you can prove that you were emotionally, physically abused, if you feel like your partner use your status against you, you can file a vawa and go around that. Me is not the liar. Go talk to a lawyer, because that might be your way of getting your papers. Because if you're with a woman or a man and you feel like yo, them might do certain things because them know your situation, as long as you're married to them, just start write down everything what them do. Start make sure say you have documentation of what them do. Are you go to a lawyer? Are you file a vow? Are you go around that? There is not one way to sort out. And yes, sometimes they might hold the key in them hand to sort you out a certain way, but you can go past that in other ways. But you just have to go seek legal advice. Don't always listen to me, but at the same time, me can't really help you. Me can only motivate you to get up off of your ass and go figure out something. Because that's what me do. So me not really have no time to waste in a foolishness. Like for instance, let me show you the perfect example of some people. I see a comment on my Instagram about me wearing the same shoes. Not Instagram, under my YouTube. Somebody commented that me keep on wear the same shoes. And little bit after them comment that, them go down and them watch a video about immigration status. And then they message me and ask me about if them can talk to a lawyer about them immigration status. So you manage for sister me keep on wear the same shoes. And then so you probably wear a different shoes every day. So if you could have wear a different shoes every day, why you not know immigration status, me G? Alright. No, you see your life funny. Why you not sort out? If the priority of you is why Dale always wear the same shoes, that must mean you wear a different shoes every day, you know. And if you can wear a different shoes every day, why you not know papers? No, me not go call your name, but me see it. And you have people out there like that. You have the man out there in the $1,000 shoes and the only they are ever party. And they know every news. But the one thing we are supposed to deal with first, uno now sort it out. So now that Trump in a power, I feel like Trump kinda speed up whole heap of the proceedings them in the world like immigration. One, now it's more expensive to get papers. Two, certain things where people could have qualified for, it go harder. For instance, asylum. I don't think it go as easy to get asylum. Three, the border. Now the border lockdown. It is common knowledge that a lot of people enter the US through the border and seek asylum and you know, whatever. Whichever way how you're getting to America, it don't concern me. I know that when you enter through, when you enter undocumented, it's harder for you get papers because there's something called a I-94 or I-95. I don't fact check me. But when you get that, it's easier for you to sort out because that is like a stamp, say you enter the country, whether by land or air. When you don't have that, it's harder. So now, asylum harder to get. Now, lawyer fee more expensive. And now, cases start slow down even more. Because now, there's a president in America that is way more strict on immigrants. Now, what I feel, this is not what I know, I feel like if you are an illegal immigrant and you are doing the proper immigration proceedings, you will be in a better situation than the immigrant that is not doing anything, than the illegal immigrant not doing anything. For instance, go put in your paperwork. No. Like today, tonight, go find somebody and put in your paperwork. Once your paperwork in, at least you have something working with. Because I have no seeing ICE drive on the streets. I pick up people. Me, I see that now with my eye. Me, Home Depot no look like how it used to look again. For who know how Home Depot used to look. Me could have pull up and get labor at Home Depot. No, the man them kind of sketchy. Because ICE drive around now like police are look for people. And it's not me I tell nobody nothing for scare nobody. That is what happened. I live in a sanctuary state, California. And we are now seeing, one, how many people never have papers. And two, how it going to affect the country economically. Because a lot of the people who don't have papers here contribute to the GDP of the country in terms of whether them work on the farms. Now a lot of people now work on the farms. Now a lot of construction gets slower. You know, work get more and more expensive because a lot of the jobs that a lot of Americans wouldn't have done or aren't doing was a lot of illegal immigrants. But what I also can say is a lot of Americans, we immigrants got a bad name by a few of the bad apples that came in, that are in America. When I say bad apples, I mean, for instance, a lot of the people that come in, wherever, however them come in, whether it be through the border or up on a plane, say, for instance, they come here and whether them join gang, whether them come here to just be a nuisance to people. And the government can always be against something, you know. Because at the end of the day, the people is what really run the country. It's the people put the government in place. And we see this year where there were a lot of people in New York that was like, yo, them people are coming and them are use up resources and them are rob and them are thief and that no look good, that no help our case. As an immigrant, when you have actual Americans where born ya and grow ya and work ya, start complaining, say, yo, we can't get no work, which some of them even want to do the work them. But when them come here and them start commit crime, you see, crime stop everything. You see, once crime start commit, once the citizens we born here, we have a birthright to here, start have a problem with the people them when a born here, them a go put a stop to it. So as bad as we feel like we as a Jano Trump against we have to take some of the blame. Because a bad apple can spoil the whole bunch of apple, you know. So when some come in with some good, and then if 100 people, if 100 come in and 15 bad or 10 bad, them bad one they are make it worse for the rest of it. Because Chicago, even in California, what if a immigrant commit crime, whole heap of undocumented people. But what's sad is that it's not undocumented people that commit the most crime here. It is a fact. Say a lot of undocumented people that live in America are just hardworking, regular people. When nah, get no trouble, nah, they're nothing. Just come for work, live, have family, be regular people. Majority of undocumented people that will come here for. But there is always that 4 or 5 where come here so for wreak havoc. And you see, if you come here for wreak havoc, go on in your yard. Go on and catch you and send you back in your yard. Because you essentially make it hard for everybody. And we can't even complain, because it's like, all right. What if you say about a man where, me no know, robbery something, and me in my house and police come kicking the door and gone with a man who commit robbery. What me supposed to say? Oh gosh, don't take him. No, you rob, you're a thief, you have a deportation proceedings. Go sort that out. So it sound a way, but you see, if you have anybody around you where you know nah make no effort to change them ways with them status, you can't harbor them around you. You see, if it's not a bad person, them can stay. Because you know, say, all right, them not they are getting no trouble. But me I talk about the troublemaker them. If you're not on the papers, get out the troublemaker them out of your place. Because it just take, you can't just dare on a troublemaker. And because you dare on a troublemaker, you in a trouble. Right now, there's a law in a Florida where say, if you even not drive with a man when on the papers, you can get charged for your harbor somebody when on the papers. And remember, if you have a green card, a year and a day is a felony, which can get you deported. So you have a man right now where we have a green card and they're on beer man with no hand of papers. And ice running right now, and the man them, all I man them, most I man them not have papers and you have papers. But you probably did have a one charge from long time. And them can grab you up and scrape you and deport you with them. Because you did, when them run your file, them say you did have a felony and you come out back and all kind of sitting. You don't want to uproot nothing where you think gone from long time. And if you're out there and you did at the wrongs, and you get locked up at 1 and 2 times, now are the best time for you to find a lawyer, you know. But me just make you understand what time it is in America right now and the urgency when I feel like people need fear. Like right now, that's what you're supposed to want to deal with. Like, nothing else is supposed to be more important right now. You're supposed to have saved every dollar right now. Every money where you have, you're supposed to have saved. Anything where you have, where you need to sell, go sell it. Go sell it and put in some form of paperwork. Because a 2 month gone in a 2025. And if it feel like this in a 2 months, what you think are going to happen? When 6 months down the line, when him can know me, I hear this man I try change all birthright, citizenship and all kind of like, so much changes might come. The man do much executive order in a like him first 2-3 weeks in office. So you know, end up on the wrong side. So green card holders, go become a citizen. If you're not on the papers at all, go try to do something about it. If you feel like your situation complex, lawyer. Don't ask me. Go ask a liar. And sometimes don't even listen to me too. Because who is me if you tell me? Is just a person who moved from America 5-6 years now, where a citizen and live in Hollywood, own a studio in Hollywood, I tour the world as a stand-up comedian with a YouTube channel. That is just me. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to me, because I don't know what I talk about. Me just do what me do. And thankfully what me do work for me. You need to figure out your part. So if you don't have papers, go get one. And if you refuse to go get one, just make ice sketch and go on back to Jamaica. Big up yourself. I'm out. Don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. Watch my video them. Yeah, all of that. Big up on yourself.